This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report. I'm Mark Belanger. Teachers in Iran are fighting back as best they can against a government determined to make sure they are paid poverty-level wages and cannot teach effectively. I talked to one of the Iranian unionists who was fighting for the better treatment of teachers in Iran. Akbar Zarin was elected as a union leader by teachers in Esfahan, the country's third largest city. I reached Mr. Zarin in Tehran, where he is now located and organizing rallies on behalf of teachers. We spoke through an interpreter. I asked him first what he considered the main issue being faced by the members of his union.
آقای دکتر شما میشه یه صحبتی بکنین داره صدا رو چک میکنه
بله هلو هاو ار یو مارک ثانک یو very difficult I speak English آشفتگی شدیدی تو لیدرها هست یعنی ما یه
کانون He's saying that the main issue that we have in the union that some of the members are not exactly abiding by the union rules and the regulations that we have set out because the government is really interfering with these people and they try to flex all these rules and stuff and we are really not able to carry out our own mandate because of the interference of some of the members who actually are not carrying on the our demand and they really cause so much problem here and I have written a few journals exactly in this regard that all our members need to get together and stay focused on the rules and the mandates that the union has set out.
You say that there are members of the union who are not respecting the existing rules or working to better the union. How is this happening? Who is stopping the union from better representing its members?
The Central Council of the Union has much different opinion in with the local unions. And the main issue that we have in Iran is that, and that's why one of the biggest differences that we have with the outside world is this. And that's why we cannot really be able, if you don't understand the scenario in Iran, you won't be able to prescribe the correct medication for this problem that we have in Iran because the West or the outside world is comparing their union with ours. Our union has a big problem. We are totally disconnected with our Central Council and local unions know the problems and they work on that, but the Central Council always creates issues. And that's why we need to bring and explain exact issues that we have that the West would understand how to deal with this.
Is the government working to improve education in the country?
He's saying that unfortunately the way that the government budget is set out is mostly in favor of the military and the clergy. And so the problem that we have, teachers or the education Ministry of Education has not much influence when the budget is being set out. So that's why nobody is really paying good attention to the teachers' condition and situation and the wages.
Okay,
اجازه میدید بگم.
بله بفرمایید.
Can you tell us, in your opinion, why the government is not working to improve education?
The government is not really trying to allow us to improve our education. They're trying to keep the level of the education at the level that was about 35 years ago. They don't want the students to be educated with new material. We have to keep on providing the same and exact information that we were giving the students 25 years ago. And they try to show or have this kind of a implication inside the society that the teachers are asking for too much and they don't deserve any more. And this is at a time that he's saying all the other employees in different sectors and stuff, they get, beside their salaries, they get a really good bonus. Bonuses not only, you know, to help out with their other expenses like books or their insurance or any other things, they don't get anything. They even allow workers at the factories like the steel factory of the Isfahan, which is a very well-known factory, to have bonuses to allow allowance to get their books and stuff. But they don't allow teachers to have books. They don't give them bonuses to buy books. They are saying that we need these books to improve ourselves to and pass it on to the students. But for them, this is not an issue. For them, they need to keep the level of the understanding of the awareness of the society at a very low level. That's why they are putting too much pressure on us that we don't improve the level of the education in Iran.
You say that the government is trying to influence how Iranians think about themselves and their society by not supporting education. How is it doing that?
The problem that we have in Iran is because the Ministry of Education has tried to differentiate the human science subjects in Iran than what exactly it is. Because like any other subjects like math or the ones that are very clear that 2 times 2 is 4, they cannot change those as much. But they their hands are wide open to changing the meaning of the human sciences. So that's why they're trying to move these subjects to different schools. And people, the students would only they're trying to replace the human science courses with the religious courses and only have human science courses in the schools that are designated as art school or universities. So they are trying to change the entire understanding of people or move it to some kind of a religious science. That's why we as the teachers for the human sciences have a bigger problem than any other subjects students that teach other subjects, because there is a big there is a large conspiracy going on to try to change the understanding that everyone has from human sciences.
What are the wages and working conditions of teachers in Iran like?
He think that someone with a bachelor degree in Iran who is employed without any experience at the, let's say, the telecommunication corporation of Iran or the Revolutionary Guards or even at the Ministry of the Information. Any one of these people who have a bachelor degree without any experience the first year, they get paid somewhere around 8 to 10 million rials. But me, who has 24 years of experience, and he has a doctorate degree from the university, he gets paid around $600. That's his pay, $600 per month. But the others, without any experience, at other ministries or other places that they work, they get four times. They get paid four times as much.
We thank you very much for speaking to us about education in Iran and the working conditions of its teachers, but will you get into trouble for talking to us? In October, you were arrested by the police. You were released, but only after they warned you not to cause any more trouble. Aren't you worried that you'll be arrested again and this time be imprisoned for a long time? After all, that is something that's happened to many teacher union activists in the country.
I don't mind whatever happens to me because of the interview that it's going to be aired. And because my objection, my goal in here is try to correct this system, try to correct the relationship that we have within the union. And anything that I do here, it's I can prove to them that it's for a good cause. And so that's why I wanted to mention this here, going back to your first question that you mentioned, why were you released, is because the government tries to ignore our union. Every other sector, like the Stilco or the farmers, all these unions are totally, they're announced and they're legal in Iran, but they don't recognize our union. They try to not recognize our union. And that's why if ever since last year that all these activities has happened, and they have made some changes. Now they are trying to tell us to start a new union and based on our rules and stuff. So we are trying to at least show ourselves that we are here as a union. And there are lots of differences. There are lots of differences within, but we are trying to work that out.
Tell us a bit about yourself. How are you active in the teachers' union?
I'm the activist of the trade union in Isfahan, and I've been very active in this matter. But since the government canceled my membership, they didn't want me to be a member of a union. They asked me, I went to Tehran. I moved from Isfahan to Tehran that at least I'd be able to serve my duties in Tehran. But right now, since they have actually canceled my membership, but I'm the activist of the trade unions.
Interpreter services for this interview were provided by Hamid Garaji, a longtime activist with the International Alliance in Support of Workers in Iran.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark and Mr. Garaji. Tashakkur az Radio Labor.